Are you ready to face your fears and embrace your future? Welcome to the Gutsy Boss Podcast with your host, that's me, Becky Mollenkamp.
I have always been afraid of confrontation, or at least I've hated confrontation. Maybe it's due to the circumstances of my childhood. Perhaps it's because I'm an introvert and most interactions with people, good or bad, are draining. It could be because I'm a peace-loving Pisces. It might be related to the conditioning I received as a woman about what it meant to be a good girl. In fact, I'm sure it's a combination of all of those things and probably some other things as well. That fear of confrontation has come with a steep price tag. I have avoided difficult conversations because, well, pretty much any conversation that wasn't guaranteed to be easy and positive felt like a confrontation or like conflict. And that means I've accepted less than I deserved in personal and professional relationships because I was too afraid to express my needs. Instead of asking for what I wanted, I expected people to be mind readers who just intuitively understood and met my needs. And then, of course, that didn't happen. So I would stew about it and grow resentful. Or I would also make vague or passive-aggressive demands in the hopes that people would understand what I meant or infer the importance of what I was asking. And of course, again, they didn't, so I would get resentful. And because I was so afraid of confrontation of any kind, I wouldn't discuss my growing resentment. Instead, I'd eventually sort of check out mentally and then walk away, like suddenly quitting a job or moving to another state or ending a relationship. Or blowing things up so the other party would walk away and save me from having to initiate the confrontation. Best of all, I'd usually leave the situation feeling righteous indignation. They should have known that I was unhappy all that time. They chose to not do anything about it. So really, it was all their fault and I was just the mistreated victim. Ugh, that sounds awful, sharing that. And it was pretty awful to live. If I'm honest, it is still sometimes. This fear of confrontation of mine is so deeply rooted that it continues to take conscious effort to manage it. Every time I need to have a tough conversation, or a conversation that's even mildly difficult, I still feel that pull to avoid it because it just feels so icky. Because the truth is, for most of us who hate confrontation, what we really hate is the discomfort that it causes. The physical discomfort that it causes. For me, a tough conversation makes me sweat. It gives me a pit in my stomach. It makes my throat close up and it causes my jaw to clench. There's also the emotional discomfort. Often the potential of confrontation brings up some of my, and maybe for you, your worst fears. If I assert myself and advocate for my needs, I fear I'll be rejected, abandoned, mistreated. Or maybe I'll make someone else feel bad and that others will think I'm not nice. Or perhaps worse, I fear I'll be met with confirmation of the unbearable fear that I am bad, unlovable, unworthy. So who wouldn't want to avoid all of that potential physical and emotional pain? It makes sense. My brain still likes to convince me that it would be better, or at least easier, to avoid confrontation when it comes up. But now, instead of choosing the temporary relief, I bring conscious awareness to the long-term cost of avoidance. Every small confrontation I avoid could add up to damaging resentment over time. If you also hate hard conversations, you're not alone. They aren't easy for a lot of people, and especially so for those who haven't developed the skills or had much practice with them. It's normal and a sign of empathy to worry about hurting someone else's feelings. And it's normal and a hardwired biological response to worry about being negatively judged. Even so, perhaps me being vulnerable and honest about my own experience with confrontation has you realizing that the negatives of avoiding confrontation for yourself outweigh the positives. If you're ready to challenge yourself to engage rather than avoid when a difficult conversation is needed, here are 5 tips to help you overcome that fear of confrontation. Number 1, reframe what confrontation means. If you're afraid of confrontation, then there's a good chance that, like me, you view it as something negative. You may think of it as fighting or being rude or being a bitch. Recognize that those beliefs aren't true and they aren't yours. They were given to you, probably by family, society, because they serve to protect the status quo. If people, especially those with marginalized identities, are afraid of asserting and advocating for themselves, then they won't demand changes that would disrupt or destroy the systems that preserve white male privilege. But it's also true in interpersonal relationships. If we don't stand up for ourselves, nothing changes, and that benefits the person who is benefiting from the situation as it is. You are allowed and empowered to choose a new way of viewing confrontation. You can see it for what it is: healthy, helpful communication that is probably the most important thing and element of self-advocacy. If you want some help in this process of changing your story about confrontation, you can grab my free black and white thinking worksheet, or it's really a reframing your beliefs worksheet, and I will link to that in the show notes. Number two, understand the fundamentals of healthy confrontation. Many of us are just not taught or shown how to have a productive but difficult conversation. So we may fall into unhelpful habits that we learned early in life. But the truth is, it is entirely possible to be assertive and kind at the same time. So here's a few tips that can help with that. Whenever possible, have difficult conversations face to face. Nonverbal communication like tone, facial expression, those things get lost when we engage in text or on social media or even over the phone to some extent. It may feel more uncomfortable to have these conversations in person, but it drastically reduces the risk of escalation because of misinterpretation. Also, people tend to be more brazen when they have anonymity or they're hidden online, but they generally feel more empathy for a person who is directly in front of them. Also, be respectful. You don't have to yell or raise your voice to get your point across. It's not helpful to make accusations, to be sarcastic or condescending, to call names or to curse. Be mindful of how your words and tone can be received. One of the most important things to remember is to be clear. People who fear confrontation have a tendency to sort of sugarcoat or downplay what they really mean in hopes of making it sound nicer and coming across as less demanding. But that can just leave the other party feeling confused about what you actually mean or what you want or about its importance to you. Don't expect people to read between the lines or mind read just to make yourself feel better about having to say something difficult. As Brené Brown says, being clear is kind and being unclear is unkind. Say exactly what you mean so the other person won't misunderstand, and in fact, that helps them be able to show up better for you. Also, try to stick to I statements rather than you statements. Instead of saying, you did this and you're a jerk, try something like, when this happens, it makes me feel like this. Accusing and blaming others puts them on the defensive. Expressing how something makes you feel, however, can help foster empathy. And finally, don't do all the talking. Give space for the other person to actively participate in the conversation and truly hear them out, rather than sitting there formulating what you're going to say next, rather than actively listening. It's also helpful to reflect back what you heard them say so they can clarify any misunderstandings. Number three, you're only responsible for yourself. If you've been made to believe that you can make another person feel something, or that other people can make you feel a certain way, then this may be difficult for you to internalize. But the truth is, you can't control how others think, feel, or act. If you do your best to have a healthy, productive, kind, and clear conversation, it's really not your responsibility how the other person receives it. In fact, any conversation or relationship is a 50-50 experience, and you can only control your 50%. It's true that other people also fear confrontation, and they may not respond well to uncomfortable conversations, but their reactions are their responsibility. Your fear of confrontation is yours to overcome, and theirs is theirs. Release yourself from the faulty notion that you could hurt someone simply by advocating for yourself with a healthy conversation. It's just not true. Number four, remember your why. If someone does make you feel bad for asserting a boundary or otherwise advocating for yourself or having a difficult conversation, focus on the reason that you chose to engage in the confrontation in the first place. Think about why this was needed and why it was important to you. It's not just okay to advocate for yourself or for someone else or for something you believe in. It's important. It's part of what makes you you. When you're acting in alignment with your values, then what you're doing is valuable, even if the other person doesn't respond well or doesn't understand. Standing up for yourself or others or what you believe in doesn't make you bad. If someone else doesn't agree, that's on them. Don't lose yourself or act against your own values just to avoid confrontation. Use your why as fuel for staying engaged and not giving up when it gets difficult. And number 5, start small and do all things with safety. As I always say, do not push yourself into anything that doesn't feel emotionally or physically safe. If you've always avoided confrontation, it will be challenging to start engaging in difficult conversations. Create safety by taking baby steps toward more challenging conversations. Build your skills through practice. Pick the right person at the right time with the right issue. Don't start with the biggest, scariest conversation with someone that you are pretty sure will react negatively. Instead, start by having a slightly difficult talk with someone you know loves you unconditionally. The more baby steps you take, the more you will learn and believe the confrontation doesn't have to be disastrous, and in fact, that it can be positive. You'll learn that you can be comfortable and safe having difficult conversations. I hope these tips help. I recognize it's not easy to go from a fear of confrontation to being the kind of person who just frequently and easily engages in difficult talks. It will take time, but practicing these 5 tips will, over time, with practice, help change how you feel about confrontation so you can better advocate for yourself, for others, and for what's important to you. And finally, I want to give you a heads up that I'll be taking a few weeks off from the podcast to focus on promoting my accountability coaching for 2023, but I will be right back after the new year with new episodes. In the meantime, if you could use some accountability support to help you reach your 2023 goals, I'm offering an annual planning session on December 5th where we will map out your 2023 and get you started on the right foot for the year. I'm also offering monthly planning sessions throughout 2023 where once a month you'll get together and map out that month so you have a plan of action each month. There will also be monthly group accountability calls where you can get ideas and encouragement from me and from other goal getters like you. And then I'm also, of course, offering my one-on-one in-depth monthly accountability coaching, just you and me, where we focus on and help you move forward on your goals. You can learn about all of these programs at beckymollenkamp.com/accountability or at the link in the show notes. I will see you in 2023.
Thanks for listening to the Gutsy Boss podcast at beckymollenkamp.com.